Welcome to the Mindful Medicina Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanette Daniels. I'm a naturopathic medical doctor on a mission to inspire a renewed confidence in the intelligence of the human body. And joining the conversation today is my friend and colleague, Janelle Hartman, lymphatic and colon hydrotherapist, esteemed yoga teacher of teachers, and the co-producer of this show. Hello there, Mindful Medicina family and friends. We wanted to, first and foremost, really thank you all for your continued support and for listening to us journey for 2 years now. Yes, Mindful Medicina is officially 2 years old. And so we really just are in a state of gratitude for all of you for inspiring us to continue making these great episodes and having some incredibly inspiring guests on. As we head into our second year, we wanted to start asking if y'all would give us some support in the way of likes on the Spotify platform so that we can continue to rise and grow and expand. And so we never ask. Janelle and I are pretty bad about doing that sort of social marketing thing. We thought it'd be really a nice birthday present to Mindful Medicina if you haven't given us a 5-star rating on Spotify. If you would do that, we would be most grateful. Today we are going to step into our fourth round of bios into the wild because we had so much positive feedback and we just love getting to know each other, Janelle and I, better, and also for our listeners to get to know us as well in a really fun game way. And I know, again, we'll go ahead and pick some questions, some serious ones and some silly ones, of course, and just really answer them organically and to really expound on really what this year's looked like for us personally and professionally as well. So you'll get to get a little bit more intimacy and input and information about just the year in general. You know, I mean, we have these great, amazing interviews with people, and you know, it's really awesome for you to be able to hear, you know, what we're learning about and to contribute to information naturopathically and to share it with you by having great great interviews. But we also would like for you to get to know us as well along the way. So we know that every single encounter we have in life is about relationship and connection and resonance. And, you know, when you listen to a podcast, at least for me, I find that I could have two different podcasts talking about the same things, you know, be it health or, for me, I listen to near-death experience podcasts. And what makes me choose one over the other is just the energy of the person who is hosting it. And so with that said, we thought, well, you know, we're 2 years old now, and we want to continue to allow you to get to know us. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's about it, my friends. So we hope you enjoy this next Bios in the Wild. And again, much love, much gratitude. Thank you for being on this journey with us. We love you.
Hey, hey, everyone. We have been on air for 2 years.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us.
Woo. We're two and we're having tantrums. Terrible twos. Yep, it's happening. And we're really excited because way back when we started, we had a few episodes called Bios in the Wild where we drew just random questions out of bags and just went back and forth and answered these questions. And there's just so much to reflect on over the last couple years. My God, even just this 2025 alone, so many changes in our lives happening, so many great guests, so many milestones. And so we thought we would just dig into that today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a wild year. No question about it. Lots of things going on for us and the busyness of life. And we'll go into that a little bit, but we did want to come back and do another Bios into the Wild just to sort of bring us full circle. And, from our listeners' perspectives, they really loved our Bios in the Wild because they just love hearing our banter and just getting to know us. So we thought, oh, let's do another one to celebrate year two.
Mm-hmm. So just first off, before we dive into, we have a box this time rather than bags. I'm going to let you hear the crinkle. I'm a texture person, so I love the crinkle. what would you say your headlines are from the last couple years? Big changes.
I would definitely say less push, more flow. And then sort of being more open to receiving as opposed to making something happen, willing it to happen. And so that means work, relationships, and, I think recreation. So yeah, I would say those are the three big things that are changing for me.
Those
in the
big
last
soul
year.
Themes. Yeah. And we both had a huge change in work. We both pretty much have become like more entrepreneurial. We've shifted out of our comfort zone and into something totally new, learning that about ourselves. And there's just
It's a year of stretching. Don't you think?
I think so. Break like kind of like when the caterpillar goes into the chrysalis, it gets turned into goo. All the proteins reorganized for butterfly. And it's like right when that thing splits open and the butterfly starts sticking its new head out. It's like, oh, and you have to wait for the wings to fill up with the, you know, to solidify it. I kind of feel like it's that stage. Yeah. But it's so great because we're on the other side of something.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting paradox of feeling extremely uncomfortable this year. And at the same time, I guess sort of like a juicy piece of fruit that you can't wait to savor. It's like that, you know, like, oh, it's really uncomfortable, but I'm kind of savoring that. It's a weird paradox.
Yeah, because it's like I know that I'm done with the stuff back there. Yeah. So I'm willing to go through this discomfort to get to that sweet, juicy fruit, whatever it's going to be. I'll take what's behind the curtain, you know, like on a game show. You can either choose the Mercedes or like, there's something behind that curtain.
I know. You're like, great, I got steak knives.
Oh, shit. You're like, all right.
Steak knives for the juicy fruit.
All right. So we're gonna jump into the box. Okay, can you hear the crinkle? That's me randomly choosing a question from the box. All righty. Here we go. Okay. Oh, this is a great one to start with. We're gonna start with the future. Predictions for health trends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I take it way, way, way ahead, maybe 10 years plus, I would definitely say that with the powers that we don't want to be creating illness in the world, frankly, I think what will happen is they will get pretty good at creating more disease states on the 3D plane. And what will end up needing to happen is that we dive into and we lean into energy medicine, having to access 5D medicine so that we can sort of knock out these lower frequency disease states, you know, like a bioweapon called the COVID virus, for example, or cancer. Can we now at this point mitigate and remedy some of these current disease states on this 3D plane with 3D medicine? Yes, we can. But I would say that they might get really good at it in, as Einstein said, that the doctors of the future will be relying on energy medicine. And I think that's where medicine is going, and also addressing our mind and soul and our attachment to disease itself, meaning some people will actually have a payoff with being sick, or, and that's hard for people to hear. It's like, how are you benefiting from being sick? Like, oh, okay, I got a cold, so I guess I can't go into work, which is great because my soul needed a break. So there's other layers to consider. It's like, with health, is there some sort of motive in being or staying unwell? And then there's also the system that is creating these disease states and trying to remedy them with our minds and meditation and going back into nature. And also, what is our contract around an illness, for example? And if you believe in the plan or a contract you created before you came here, you may have agreed to experience this character role you're playing as a person who ends up, say, for example, having ovarian cancer. And it's something to consider that's hard to wrap your brain around. So medicine and health of the body is multifaceted as far as its purposes. So we're also going to start looking at what's the purpose of this disease.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that kind of dovetailing into what you're saying too, there's also a factor with the mind of education. I mean, and that's what we aim to do here, is we're helping to, for people to understand how perfect the body actually is at adaptation and how the systems of the body work together for wellness and for repair, regeneration, and thriving. And so the more, and I feel like with the information age that we're in, people are becoming more aware of how their body works. And so they're not ready to be fed these lines from these companies that rely on us not knowing what's up. You know, so I think that people are going to start removing their consent more and more. And that's actually how you get safe. So you can remove your consent, or you can be a tool and go down. So it's kind of like there's a lot of choice, but I do see this awakening that's happening, and that the groundwork is being laid for that. And then we add in that sense of who we are as energy beings, who we are as frequency beings, and the empowerment behind that. I think that helps to contain, like, really protects the physical body. Very specifically, something that I'm excited about is all of the research being poured, new research in the microbiome around spores, around, rather than just, you know, like, grabbing random bottles of probiotics off the shelf and guzzling them down and like basically creating an immigration crisis in your gut. And also seeing antibiotics, like, people are like, actually, that doesn't make any sense. And watching that start to fade away. I think that because of the spores, they go in, they've evolved with us. They know what, when they go in there, they know, they use something called quorum sensing to know what our microbiome should look like for our individual optimum health. So I feel like they're our allies, and that as we move into this world where everything is unpredictable, they're throwing all kinds of weird shit with us. What if our spore allies are going to be on the inside of our body, helping to organize and help us adapt as we're doing all these other things with the other layers?
Well, the other thing with the microbiome that nobody is talking about is that the stomach, the intestines, the gut, all of it, it needs sun exposure order to feed the microbiota. And so just balancing the gut out in general is going to necessitate sun exposure. So that's another way to balance the microbiome. But yeah, dropping the antibiotics into the gut is basically, I call it an A-bomb. It is chemotherapy for the gut. So, so yeah. that's another side note on that.
Yeah. And just taking a bot, you know, like I take probiotics when I take a antibiotic. I'm sorry. That doesn't mitigate anything. Yeah. That doesn't do anything.
You know, when this all started, the microbiome being off for so many people really originated a long time ago when we started migrating to areas in quite fast travel plans, like planes and trains. And all of a sudden, your gut is consuming different bacteria from a land that you weren't, you know, your ancestors weren't consuming. And so anytime you travel, you're just introducing new bacteria that your body's not used to. And so you have different team players in there. So migration really was probably, in my mindset, the start of dysbiosis, and then leading to the whole fear around sun exposure. And now we're no longer feeding our microbiome the sun. You have to have that belly exposed. And then now we got into antibiotics. And then now the glyphosates and all the fertilizers and pesticides to disrupt the the lining and causing this the tight junctions to become loose. And so you have leakage of full-on proteins from foods going into your blood. Your blood was never meant to see protein. It was meant to contend with amino acids. And so whenever you get a leak of protein into the blood, you get what's called an innocent bystander effect. And so if, for example, your strawberries are sprayed with Monsanto's Roundup Ready, then you'll get that leaking into the strawberry protein will leak into the blood, but it also is the Roundup Ready. So your body's going to go, okay, we need to tag that strawberry because it has Roundup Ready on it. And so the body, anytime now it sees strawberries, it goes, no. Because it's going to say the strawberries have Roundup Ready on it. And really what you're allergic to is the Roundup Ready, not the strawberry. So then you get all these false positive food allergy panels back, which is a whole nother topic why I don't do food allergy panels. I don't know. I got on a tangent on that. Sorry about that.
Well, the whole idea of doing our box of stuff. Sorry, I love that sound. Is for us to just like have a place to start and just roll.
We're just freestyling.
One thing that came up for me too is just don't forget that the patent on glyphosate is an antibiotic. It's an antibiotic for the soil. It wipes everything out. That's what it's designed to do. It's a wipeout.
Yeah, because it's against bacteria, right? It's against bugs. So that's gonna not bode well in your gut.
All right, shall we
move
the next one?
Okay. Well, we are 2 years old, so we love that sound.
Exactly. We like unboxing things.
Crinkle.
We're entertained very easily. Okay, fitness. Woo! Fitness. Triumphs and goals.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, fitness, triumphs. Well, I must say that one of the big things that happened to me in the last year is I had 2 hip replacements.
Yes.
Hip hooray. Jeanette got me 2 really great t-shirts. They say I got hip replacements and all I got were these lousy. I got fantastic t-shirts. I got my first one said hip hooray. And the next one said never underestimate a woman who has a new hip.
Yep.
And that's very true.
Yep.
And so I went to the Rocky Balboa School of Physical Therapy. I prehabbed a lot, so I was in really good shape beforehand. And so I feel like I just had a stellar physical therapist. And Keith Pike at Prevail, shout out. I feel like I am stronger than ever. I have an increased range of motion. I'm pretty much fully healed. I've been on 5-mile hikes. I'm going. So I had March 25th and June 3rd to give you some perspective. And today is the 27th. Is that right? Yeah. That's been a triumph. A goal is now to regain my flexibility because I had to just do a lot of to stabilize the joint as it was healing. I had to just do a lot of strengthening. And now I'm on to flexibility. So getting that back as a yogi.
Yeah, and what people don't know is that you've been sort of for lack of a better word, gimping around for years and years. And your brain has to adjust to you being able to walk normally again. Mm-hmm. And so there's also that to traverse, is that brain, that feedback, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Because I take for granted, now I see you walking normally and I'm like, oh yeah, she's, I don't even think about your walking. But when I think about it, I'm like, ah, I just can't believe how much better you're walking.
Thank you.
And it's like, you're so strong already as far as your physique and muscles go. It's like now with these hips, you're unstoppable. I mean, if I ever need you to lift my car, I'm going to call. I know you can do it. It's just crazy. You're like the bionic woman now.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I'm gliding like a swan, and I feel so grateful. It's not, I don't take it for granted. It's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And the things that you did to heal yourself post-surgery were also really impressive as well. And just leaning into nature. And if you want to go into what you did there, you're welcome to.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
of the treatment protocols you did for post-surgery healing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was started out with some great advice from Dr. Maggie to have some homeopathic arnica to kind of load it in before beforehand. And of course gave myself a colonic the day before the surgery to make sure everything was going to be moving afterwards. I took a product I like from Biotics Research called MCS2, which is metabolic clearing support, phase two for the liver, to help clear out anesthesia, the painkillers that I had to take. I was doing sun exposure every morning. I was like doing the whole get nude in the sun. Mm-hmm. In the morning. Lots of CBD with the DMSO from the Tummy Temple brand. Mm-hmm. Got the TENS machine. I was using my lymphatic drainage device. I had the Normatec boots from, at the physical therapy thing, doing the compression. Lots of sleep, tons of bone broth, like weird chicken feet concoctions, lots of like collagen-y, lots of protein and shit tons of sleep.
Yes.
Lots of sleep.
Yes. That's when the body heals.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then staying consistent with the physical therapy. Tell you what, for the win. Oh, in proteolytic enzyme therapy too, high doses of that to help with kind of clearing, helping the body regenerate. But you know what? You get shit out of the way. And the body will do its thing.
That's it. Well, the body is going to heal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just a matter of time in the support that you give it. So it's intelligent.
Yeah. And I had a really good nurse, my mom.
Your mom is amazing.
And her assistant, Jimmy.
Yes.
So I had a lot of TLC.
Yeah. And you got to have some nice walks with some friends Friends brought food and you had such a great community of support.
Yes.
So, I mean, that makes a difference too.
That's kind of speaking to what you said before, like the frequency and the the mental health and all of the heart medicine. That was a big part of it. That's for sure.
Yeah. And how did you feel about having a part of your body being removed and maybe any attachments to that or any sadness or grief?
I felt, I think a lot of people when they have that type of pain in their body with osteoarthritis, that they kind of get angry at that part of their body.
Interesting.
And I never had that. I always just told my hips how much I love them and how I know that they worked so hard. And so I was actually able to keep my hips, my hip bones, and I have one in my freezer, and hopefully I'm going to go to the hospital this week and receive my other one, and I'm going to order some beetles from a taxidermy company, and I'm going to have them clean up the bones, and then I don't know what I'll do with them, but
I kept
them,
cool.
and the surgeon was just like, nobody ever asked for this, and I think it's because of that thing where they kind of vilify, and I'm like, I love my hips, he's been with me so long.
Well, think about that, how they were, despite them having some injury, they still sustained your really intense bodybuilding regimen.
Yeah, they did. Mm. Yeah.
And they continue to migrate you through life. Mm-hmm. And, they're the original OGs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's why I wanted to ask, because I know there's some energy retained in them in history. And
our bodies never, they're not, our bodies are all, it's always loyal friend. Mm-hmm. It's never hurting you. In anything that we could say, quote unquote, is the story that we're told that, oh, it's going wrong and this is a horrible symptom and all this stuff, is something that's trying to save your life.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the expression is a healing crisis. I'm not a fan of the word crisis, but it's sort of a healing moment.
Yeah.
And we were having a little chat before we started recording and just talking about acne, for example, in teen years and such, and even adult onset acne. And just talking about every single symptom that you experience is a toxin release. It's actually in service of you. And it's always for you. So we want to really plug that it's important, you know, and to like Janelle said, you know, some people will hate their hips or anything that hurts and start to have this relationship with that said part that is injured. Like my migraines when I was 20s, 30s, I would like hit my head because I was so sick of my head hurting, and I would just punch my head. And you know, once I got into my 40s, mid 40s, I actually changed that, my reaction to it. And I would say thank you to my head pain. Mm-hmm. And say that I know that right now you're contending with my toxic responses or whatever food that I ate that I shouldn't have or my lack of sleep or stress. And what you're doing is you're letting me know that you're healing me by creating this inflammation.
Yeah.
It's a healing response. Inflammation is a healing response, and inflammation will present with pain. And that is to give you a message. So it really benefits us in the healing process to love the part that is causing pain.
Yeah.
Because it will heal faster, I believe. Mm-hmm. I actually haven't had as many migraines, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, and also getting to the root cause of migraines and other injuries and that we call injuries. I actually am not, you know, I'm on the fence if I believe there's a such thing as an injury. Even if, say, for example, you break your arm. And in that moment, we say we have an injury. We have an arm injury. We have a bone injury. Actually, it's already healing. So we're having a healing bone.
Mm. I like that.
It's
reframe.
It's already yeah. in the past.
Uh-huh.
You know? Oh. So
yeah. I like that reframe. That's great.
I just don't know if there's ever a moment where there's an injury.
Wow. I love, on the quantum level, I really love that.
It's always just healing.
It's going forward. There's nothing, you're not stuck in that moment. You're moving forward in time and it's healing.
Immediately, because when you break it, immediately there's inflammation.
Yeah.
It's already healing.
Totally. Osteoblasts
just
are coming
constantly
in.
And, yeah. I would say that as a human being on a 3D plane, we're just always healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how amazing is that? And you're not even, you know, it's happening while you're sleeping. It is happening when you're working. You're always healing and your body's always taking care of you. So that's amazing.
Wow. Drop the mic.
Yeah. There's no such thing as injuries. Everyone's like, that's BS. But, oh, here, let me see.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's see. Janelle just wants to dig in the box and crinkle.
I can't keep my hand out of
Do
there.
Do you like steak fries or crinkle fries?
Crinkle fries. Do you mean like waffle fries?
You know, the crinkles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to answer that right now. Okay. Fitness triumphs and goals. Okay, well, I mean, I can say here... as a woman who's in menopause, you know, what does a triumph look like at a level where you don't produce as much hormone? So I'm in what I will call my second puberty, aka menopause. And I have a different body than I did when I was 30. And so my triumphs look differently. My expectations are still high because I think at every stage, be it 20, 40, 80, your body's pretty badass because the body has changes, seasonal changes. We'll put it that way. There's seasonal changes and going into a second puberty, you have to lean into what the body is asking of you, not what you are asking of it. And at, well, I'll be 53 in about a month. My body is asking me for things that it didn't ask me for before. And so what I find is that it's needing me to really nourish myself at a mitochondrial level and at a nervous system level. And with that, I find that my workouts look different. My bodybuilding looks different. My body looks different from that bodybuilding. And at the same time, funny enough, I have the same amount of strength, but I can see that my body doesn't look as hypertrophic. But the endurance is there. The flexibility is there. The energy is there. I have so much energy. You know, I work in a dentist office, just utilizing an office space here, and the hygienist, and we'll just say this, I'm the oldest person in this building, and, I'm running around them. I have way more energy than the rest of them. So our power went out in the building just a couple of days ago, and I still had work. I just lit candles and I worked. And the next day, the girls came in and I said, "So wow, like how exciting! You had the day off. Didn't know you were going to. What'd you do?" And I half expected them to say they did something wild and crazy, their 20s and 30s, and they said they just went home and slept. Mm-hmm. And so I think that what it looks like to be vital and to experience youth in a body that is going through a second puberty can actually look more energized than somebody in their 20s because they're not really following the laws of nature sometimes. and so I'm looking at feeding and supporting the mitochondria, really is what I'm doing. And because the heart and the brain have the highest concentration of mitochondria, I am making sure that I nourish the strength and the fortitude of those smooth muscles. So I'm really leaning into building the smooth muscle now. So what that means is cold plunging. What that means is more sunlight, not less. And sleep in a proper circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. Where before, when I was in my 20s, I would probably go to bed at like 1 or 2 in the morning and wake up at 10 a.m. Now I'm up and not as early as Janelle. Nobody's up as early as Janelle. But, you know, I'm getting up at 7 a few hours before I have to go to work. And so it really truly becomes a case for what is my body needing from me, asking from me. And what that looks like is absolutely a focus on smooth muscle. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. It's like mm-hmm. you have the skeletal muscle that you're so obsessed about mm-hmm. for, you know, your first 40 years, okay? And then you think about it, you think of the people that live the longest and, you know, it's like 90. I was just talking to somebody the other day whose friend is 104. And these ladies are not ripped. Uh-huh. They are not buff. The people that live the longest are nourishing their brain mm-hmm. and their heart. Mm-hmm. So that's, to me, what having just being triumphant looks like. Mm-hmm. Is being able to defer to what is the body asking from me mm-hmm. at each season of life.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, in Ayurveda, they have this they talk about in the first part of your life, kapha, like that very kind of watery, earthy, you know, nice chubby baby, juicy life. And then, you know, you get strong and you're in the pitta phase in the middle of life. And then the vata, they call it a forest dweller. You become a forest dweller, and the vata is the one that's the most connected to divine and most connected to that like internal intuitive wisdom. But also it's just the body reduces a little bit. The vata is kind of a little more air and space. So it's not like this big substantial material presence. Mm-hmm. It's like more of that divine presence. And so mm-hmm. like they're the ones that have the wisdom of the forest. You know, I just always loved that so much.
Yeah, that's
beautiful. A wonderful respect rather than fear. Mm-hmm. Of these seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of women will actually look forward to the not having a menses anymore. And, you know, on the other hand, it's really, to me, a sign of vitality to menstruate as long as possible, because then, you know, you are getting rid of excess iron. Mm-hmm. This is why women live longer, because they have decades of getting rid of blood. Mm-hmm. And we know that excess iron in the mitochondria is oxidative. Mm-hmm. And this is what is aging. Mm-hmm. And we'll be having a great conversation next week about this with a guy who's proficient in the conversation around minerals. So yeah, it's like if you can menstruate, the longer the better, and really just savor and appreciate every single season of life, and know that at any age, the body can be strong too. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I have a six pack, and I can hold my own weight. I can do chin-ups. I can do push-ups. But the focus really will come down to, what does the body need from me at this season? So that's, to me, a triumph. When I can hear, when I can listen to my body.
That's so beautiful. All right, my hand is going back into the crinkle box. What's it gonna be? Oh, this is an interesting one. What's your favorite supplement currently? We talk a lot about food and diet, and that, you know, supplements are supplements.
Yeah.
But what is your favorite supplement right now?
You know, it could go one of two ways, because supplement meaning something that you just add to mm-hmm. your regimen. Mm-hmm. And so what I would say, because I live in Seattle, is I'm sunbathing. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly in the sun, and that is my supplement. But to me, because it's core, that might be cheating. I'll say this, probably what my favorite supplement is going to be is copper. Copper is going to be my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, because I'm right with you. My favorite supplement is actually technically a food, and it is, of course, if you know me, I preach the gospel of the grass-fed beef liver capsules, which is incredible amount of copper in a way mm-hmm. that your body can absorb it. Iron in the form of heme, which is in context with all the other nutrients. It has a great amount of retinol or vitamin A.
Yep.
All the B vitamins. Like, it's basically nature's multivitamin, and it is a food. And so it is my favorite supplement. I have felt the most dramatic change in my health when I started inviting that in. And I currently have and sell at my clinic a source that comes from Deer Park, Washington, organic grass-fed. Her name was Daisy. I can tell you her name.
For all you Portlandia people.
Totally. Exactly. And it's, you know, Christian is the farmer. He's a friend of mine. But it's not coming from another continent. So it's also like in this same latitude. Yeah. It's like we got the solar mm-hmm. forces with Daisy. Mm-hmm. But beef liver, to me, I've watched my clients just blossom. Yeah. I even see people who are vegan invite that in, and it has such a huge change that sometimes it helps them to maybe put their toe into having a little more animal protein, or at least mm-hmm. like really admitting that is something that works well for them. So yeah, I am excited about this conversation with Dr. Morley next week, because we're going to hear a lot more about these things, but mm-hmm. hands down, the grass-fed beef liver.
How many camps do you take a day?
You want to take 3,000 milligrams per day, which is a really nice dose. It's not going to overtox you with vitamin A or other things. So to me, so that's six capsules okay. in the dosage that I use. And it's the same with the one you have over here.
Oh, okay. So yeah. that would still be six.
Mm-hmm. And you can take them all at once, or you can take them, split it up. It's like a nice bite of beef liver every day without having to cook it and stink up your kitchen.
Right.
Without like,
yeah.
If you can swallow, you know.
Yeah, I actually just started taking those. and so I'm really looking forward to see my experiment is to see if I can regrow add some hair to my head, because I have a handful of patients who have lost a bunch of hair from either getting COVID or being injured from the vaccines. So there's a lot of hair loss going on. So mm-hmm. if I can get my hair to grow back with this protocol I'm doing, mm-hmm. then I'm excited to share that with everybody.
Yeah.
And I would say that speaking to the A, the vitamin A and the vitamin D, cod liver oil would probably be my second.
Mm-hmm. Again, a food.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't like, I'm not a pill popper. I don't care if you call it a nutraceutical or a pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. My preference is to absolutely get it from nature in the form of food mm-hmm. and light. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we're on the same page.
Excellent. All right. My hand's going back in to the box. What do we got? All right, girl. What is the title of your biography?
Oh, well, it's going to be the title that you suggested to me when you ghostwrite my story when you're retired at 98. It's the tallest woman in the room.
Mm-hmm. Boom. There it is. Mm-hmm. The Jeanette Daniels story. Tallest woman in the room. Yeah. I decided the other day that mine's Wayayada. And it's like... Why I oughta say yes to the things that I know my soul wants me to do. And also why I oughta say no to all the stuff that needs to pass away. So it's kind of like why I oughta. And I also like it's kind of like why I oughta smack you.
Yeah, that's what
there's a little
visual.
Bit of that too. Mm-hmm. So it just serves a lot of purposes there. Why I oughta.
With a backhand.
Why I oughta hang out with the tallest woman in the room.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, we're doing it now.
Okay, next one.
Cool.
All right. That was that was a shorty. We've had some longies and some shorties.
Oh, you know.
It's good.
We try not to ramble.
We meander around. Okay. Oh, gosh. Just happened to get another funky one. What is the weirdest thing in your fridge right now?
Probably ozone suppositories.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's the runner-up of another favorite supplement. Boy. Ozone in the booty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's so good. Another good one, too. But I don't use it near as much as I, you know, mm-hmm. dive into the other ones.
That was a big part of my recovery, too, is every night. I just, like, just have a little ozone in the system, you know, going. But, yeah, that's a good weird thing. A butt thing.
Yeah. You know, and then company comes over. It's like, hey, can you give me the mustard? It's like, whoa, what's this?
What's this? Uh-huh. Don't get them mixed up. Oh, man. I think, well, besides I already shared that I do have my hip bones in the freezer.
Just have my body parts.
But I think I have some, it's been in there too long. It needs to be cleaned out. But I do have a femur bone and beef tendon, you know, bone broth and beef tendon. Just if you cook it down Vietnamese style, it just turns into pure collagen in there. It's just, so it's just like a big... like jelly crock pot full of jelly
gelatinous.
In there. Like it's like gold for your I know there's some, it's interesting because I was thinking about it. I know like deuterium kind of hangs out in connective tissues, but mm-hmm. I figure, you know, like inviting it in for the time of my recovery has been okay, and you know, but
well, your blood needs the deuterium. We just don't want it in the mitochondria.
Got it.
Yeah.
Back to Dr. Sarah Pugh's interview, if you want to go back into the archives and hear more about that.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
Are we good? Are we good with the fridge?
Okay. I think so. Okay, I can't say what else is in there or I'll get arrested.
I know, except besides the bodies. Okay, this is a good one. What was your last big purchase related to health? And then what's next?
Okay, so do you mean like money, like big purchase like that?
Yeah. God, it's the last big purchase. You're like, I got to have that. I know this is a little, it's going to hit me in the pocketbook, but I got to have it.
You know, honestly, it probably would be the ticket I just got to go to Maui to sunbathe for three straight days by myself. Nobody there. I'm going to try to tan parts of my body that I might get arrested for. And then I'm going to salsa dance on my birthday. Oh, literally, there's dancing on my birthday. So I'm going to salsa dance and I'm going to suntan. And that's it. And but, you know, it's always hard to... You know, take a vacation on your dime by yourself. So, but to me, that is just going to be such a medicinal
investment,
a medicinal weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Gosh, that's awesome. Which island do you?
I've just never been on a trip by myself.
Have you been to Hawaii before?
I have. Okay. And I've so I'm going to. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Paia.
Oh, Paia Town in Maui?
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, I've led yoga retreats out there. Yeah,
so,
totally.
Yeah,
so
I got my own. I got an Airbnb. It's going to be my own little thing. Heck, it's 200 yards from the beach.
Yeah. Is it Baby Beach you're going to be near?
Oh, I don't know what they call it.
Go watch the servers at Baby Beach and then hit Mana Foods. It's one of the best co-ops in the world.
Yeah, I heard there was a healthy store there.
It's insane.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Girl, so yes. Get it.
Get it, girl. Get it. What about you?
Oh, man. Well, let's see.
Besides a double hip replacement.
I definitely was the Normatech compression boots that I fell in love with at the physical therapy office. These are really, it's like top of the line. You zip them on and they you put them on the... hook them to this compressor, and then they do this really strategically sequenced compression to move the lymph from the feet up all the way to the legs. Yeah. And so as I was doing a lot of BFR, which means blood flow restriction training, they put cuffs on me and then made me do really hard stuff. And it was like, you know, it's kind of mimicking elevation, you know, like cutting off the blood supply, but then also like very, very,
reperfusing.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. It's so great. So that accelerated my recovery, but then, you know, my legs would be shaking and they'd lay me down, elevate my legs, put these boots on me. And like within 5 minutes, I'd be drooling because of the pressure. I would fall asleep. It was a 10-minute cycle and I would feel like I had a 2-hour nap. And then my legs felt like I was just floating out of there. And so I fell in love with these things. And I said, I got to have these for the clinic because, you know, it's great. So I can put them on the last of 10, 15 minutes for folks in the lymphatic, you know, on the table. Like then I'll work on their face and stuff, their head and neck while they're getting this compression. But then I have access to it too. Yeah. So that was my last big purchase. It's really good.
Awesome. Yes. And it's the gift that keeps on giving. Right? Totally. Like you always have it. And that's right.
Yeah, it's good.
It's amazing.
That's a good one. Nice one. Yeah. And then my next one will probably be just when I finish my massage license, I'm going to just go buku spending money on CEUs, learning like Kid in a Candy Store, just learning all the stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. We can do some CEs together.
Yeah.
Because I have to maintain mine for Florida.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh my gosh.
Boy, what's next in that box? Give me a crinkle or two. Come on.
Let's see. A little crinkle. We're getting low on crinkles. We're getting low on questions. Okay. This is a good one. Scenario. You start to feel flu-like symptoms. What do you do?
Sleep.
Boom. She goes to sleep. You drop right then.
I'm sleeping now.
Hey, we got to finish the podcast.
No, it's sleep. Done.
Yeah. Dr. Sleep.
That's it.
Dr. Sleep does a
house
call.
There's nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah. So
my body's, because I already got what I need. Mm-hmm. I got a fever, right? Mm-hmm. I got a temperature and it's doing its thing.
Yeah.
I have an immune system. It's doing its thing. Mm-hmm. And all it needs from me is sleep.
Mm-hmm. Rest it up.
So it can do what it's got to do.
Mm-hmm. My first instinct would probably be to pop in an ozone up my booty, an ozone suppository.
Yeah.
Just get some ozone circulating. I'd probably, one of the things that I always feel the instinct to do is just do a big cold pressed green juice just to get some alkalinity and some structured water for my lymph system. Mm-hmm. I like we had this great conversation with Dr. AJ Morris about some baking soda, but that would be great. But there's something about the structured water with the green juice that does it all for me. Mm-hmm. I'd just rest. Cause then it just all, you just leave it alone. Things take care. Your body just does it. You just have to get out of its way.
I don't have to do anything. I just have to sleep so it can do it.
Boom. Yeah, totally.
It's that simple.
Yeah. And then also it's kind of like, we've said this and we've joked before. I just don't consent. I know, you know what I mean? Like in Chinese medicine, they call it the wu qi, and the wu is like a negation. Like it's sort of like, no, it's like, no,
no,
nope.
It's like, I gotta say no.
I gotta say no. Okay, good one. Okay, let's see what we got here. Oh, dream podcast guest?
You go first. I know you know yours.
I do. I really would love to talk to Dr. Perry Nicholson of Stop Chasing Pain. I have taken his Vagal Mojo course. He's got an amazing course called Lymph Mojo. He's got, all kinds of amazing courses. He's a great guest. I've heard a lot of interviews with him. He's really funny. He's super knowledgeable. He's very much into decentralized DIY. He has so many tricks and things that you can do for yourself in order to work on the source of these things. And I love how he ties together the vagus nerve and lymph and like all of these things in the body. Mm-hmm. He's such an incredible understanding of history. He's definitely not in the Kool-Aid. Yeah. Like he's just like really a dynamic guest and has an incredible body of work and a great following, and I just think he'd have a lot of fun with us too, so I'd be like kid in a candy store. There's so many things to talk to him about.
We gotta have him on, so make sure you remind me of his name later.
I've written him a couple times. I think that the people that run his communication stuff, like sometimes I'll fill out the entire forum and the website will be like, ooh, you know, like it didn't go through. So there has to be another way around that. So we're going to find it. I feel like a hunting dog.
Does this have to be somebody who's living?
No.
This could just get crazy, right?
That was not on the slip of paper. That was not specified.
You know what would be really fun is Dolores Cannon. She would be so fun to talk to. She was funny and fun and interesting. The things that interest me the most right now are things that are not 3D plane. So it would have to be somebody like that, or Carolyn Mays. Sacred contracts and all of that.
Kind of back to the frequency medicine, back to like the light and the psychology. All of this stuff, those layers.
That stuff is really catching my attention these days. Mm-hmm. So that'd be my answer.
Awesome. Okay, so the last one that I have here, drum roll. What TV show theme song would best fit your life right now?
The Jeffersons.
Of course.
Jeffersons.
Moving on up to the east side.
That's right.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up to the east side. I finally got a piece of the pie. Wow.
So good.
And I know that you mentioned, what's the name of the artist?
Jeanette. Freaking name is J. She spells it differently, but it's phonetic. J-A, and then N-E-T-T-E.
Okay. Well, it's just meant to be.
I mean, come there on. You go. That is my theme song.
That's your theme song. You're moving on up. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mine is definitely from The Greatest American Hero. Believe it or not, I'm a walking on air. I never thought like a free, so free, flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
We did not plan to sing these, by the way.
I'm so glad we went full cheese on the last line. That was great. Oh, my God. Oh, everybody, it's been so fun.
Thanks for getting to know us even more.
Yeah. More than you could ever imagine.
More than you might want to. We just had a lot of listeners say that they loved our bios in the wild, so we thought we would do it again.
Yep. All right. 2-year anniversary. High five it.
High five.
Yeah.
We hope this conversation has empowered you. Remember, you are unique and you are a miracle. Your body doesn't make mistakes. It responds perfectly to an imperfect environment. Until next time, go get that life.